Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
And welcome to it, episode 82. It's Dave and Darren here in the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studios with very special in-studio guests joining us here in the kitchen slash Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studios. I was careful to explain. Careful to explain to Dave that while we're doing the podcast, this is not a kitchen. It is the fully owned entity of our friends at Hickey Brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, a special guest star on the show today joining us, Dave Heller from your Quad City River Bandits. Good morning to you, Dave, and good morning to you, Darren.
Certainly our best dressed guest so far.
Yeah, you want to take your coat off, man? Or you got to boogie after a while, or what's the plan?
No, I'll take my coat off.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable. Yeah. I probably should have taken a coat and put
Can
it in
the
closet
or
something.
Can we get you a Sanka or something?
You want a coffee? I was gonna stock the fridge with some ginger ale, but there just wasn't time this morning. I may have oversold, by the way, Dave's appearance, because people thought when they said that we were going to have a special guest, people were thinking we were going to have like Lola Falana or some big superstar. Not that you're not a superstar, Dave, but you're no Lola Falana.
No, not even in my wildest dreams.
No offense is intended, my friend.
She's a triple threat.
She can do it all. She sings, she dances, she acts.
She's a five-tool player.
Yeah, well,
she's a five-tool player.
She makes it right.
We are originating today's show and each and every show from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Grab your friends and get to a $10 off Hookah Night Thursday. That would be tonight, friends.
Mm-hmm.
At Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge, choose from over 100 different flavors, old school or electronic. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island. And, of course, you can check out everything they have to offer online at HickeyBrothers.com.
You ever do a hookah, Dave?
I haven't.
It's something you should think about doing. Even people that are, like my wife, violently anti-smoker.
Yes.
But her and her English department friends will go to there and they'll hookah once or twice a year. And the camaraderie that it builds is something else.
Really?
You should think about that. I imagine you've got some new people starting for the new season. Maybe
there you go.
A little like team building exercise.
That's exactly.
Just everybody go down to the Hickey Brothers Lounge.
That's exactly what it is.
Bring the new. Do you have a new general manager this year?
No. Andrew's still here.
Okay, so we've got some continuity going on.
We're
going
to try that for a change.
Why don't we do this?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think. Since we've known you, there have been four general managers. Does that sound right?
That's right.
But to be honest, in minor league baseball, to have turnaround like that is not unusual.
No, look, it's just like the players. You want them to start at low A, and you want them to go on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm actually really proud of the fact that our guys have gone on and done great things with their lives.
I mean, eventually Andrew's going to be running a bigger organization. That's the hope.
Yeah, look,
that's the plan.
Kirk was our GM, and he left to go be the corporate sales manager for the Houston Dynamo in the MLS. Like, when you can go from Quad Cities to major league sports,
mm-hmm.
that's a cool thing.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, look,
that's why
ticket director,
mm-hmm.
Andrea Williams, she was green as grass when she came to us. And
did you tell her that?
Yeah, I did. She's green as grass.
Andrea, you are as green as grass.
And now she is the ticket director for the WNBA team in her home state of Georgia.
Right, in Atlanta, right?
In Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And we had a corporate guy, corporate sales guy, who left and went on to become a corporate sales guy for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like, I love it when
mm-hmm.
our people go
sure.
on and do great things. I take great pride in that.
Well, there you go. That's what's going on. And I know you've got a couple of things going on, like this weekend. Is it this weekend where people are going to try out for the national anthem?
Next weekend.
That's next weekend. So we got some time.
Next weekend they're going to try out for the national anthem.
They're going to warm up my pipes.
And we're going to be giving away free flu shots.
To the people that are trying out for the national anthem?
To anybody. To anybody, to all your listeners.
See, I would think that you would have you have to sing the national anthem to get the flu shot.
No, actually, the flu shot might make you scream, and then we can get a sense of how good you sound.
Yeah, what sort of upper range you might have.
You have. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm puzzled by the idea of giving flu shots this late in the season.
Yes.
And the flu shots, you know, aren't super effective this year. I mean,
they're better
helps.
To have them than not to have
I got
them.
Mine. I'm glad I did, yeah. But it seems. I guess you're not in charge of when these things happen, but flu shot seems like a weird thing.
I would have preferred it to be earlier,
mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. We would have preferred
how
it to
about
be
early. Measles vaccinations for people that never got around to getting the measles? That's much more in the headlines these days.
What are we going to do about shingles?
Yeah.
Shingles
vaccination night at the ballpark.
Listen, we got a good deal on this vaccination.
Yeah, wait a minute. Are these like were these like flu shots that were like laying around for a while? You got a deal on them?
This is like the, you know, sort of like the after Christmas sale.
Right.
We got to move this vaccination.
Right. These vaccinations expire in February, so come on down.
We got to do something about it. The Dave and Darren podcast is brought to you by Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings, State Street, Bettendorf, and also the original location in downtown DeWitt. The lunch buffet begins again today and every day at 11:30. Dinner buffet on Monday and Tuesday nights. They have 23 different wing sauces for both their traditional and boneless wings. Awesome calzones, amazing burgers, including the new mushroom and Swiss burger. You can get that with fries for just $7.99. Their salads are cut fresh daily. And you can get them to deliver right to your door. Call 355-FAME in Bettendorf, 659-FAME in DeWitt. Ask about a fundraising buffet for your organization. Our friends at Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings.
Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There are people who make money off of selling flu shots.
No, right on.
Obviously.
Yeah, right.
And
I dig it.
So
we're actually trying to branch out into that. Nacho Radio. We hope to have our own flu shot for the 2015 this season.
Nacho inoculation.
Yeah, that's something that we're working on.
That's nacho inoculation.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So it's hard to get them to give us free flu shots in November, December.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure.
The first opportunity that we had to get free flu shots and give them away to the community.
You know what?
Like, we love to give away free stuff all year long.
You're our guest, and I shouldn't be taking shots at your flu shots.
You can take all the shots you want. We will always defend the right to give away free flu shots.
What kind of red tape is that, though?
And I don't care how hard you come at me on it.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. I wouldn't invite you here if I didn't know you were a big boy, Dave. I got to ask you this.
Yes.
You're still affiliated with the Houston Astros.
We are.
And how long does that affiliation go for?
Through 2016, right?
2016.
Yeah.
And then you both kind of, the way that works is you both kind of sit down and go, okay, is this working? Is it not working?
Right. That's right.
Because I know the Cubs went from Kane County, where you would assume they would be doing great.
Yes.
And now they're in South Bend for some reason.
Well, there's a good reason.
Well, tell us.
So South Bend agreed to build the Cubs a $1.8 million
Class A stadium?
No, this is in addition to the ballpark that's already there. They they built an addition, a $1.8 million new building that goes out beyond the right field fence that has 6 batting tunnels and 2 pitching tunnels in it. And
so a new training facility.
Yeah, like a whole new training facility with state-of-the-art weight room and all that stuff. And the Cubs were like, well, if you're going to build us all that, yeah, we'll come over there.
I see.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I just think if, first of all, we don't have the room to put it if we wanted
unless
to.
Unless we wanted to put it under the river.
Yeah.
Well,
it's actually kind of an interesting idea. Well, be like great. A fish, like a giant fish tank or something.
Here
How awesome
go.
Would that
if
be?
If you could actually see anything through that water.
Now, the story I heard was that the Cubs wanted to come to the Quad Cities, but they hate Ferris wheels. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not true. They love Ferris wheels, and they love the idea of, like, an aquatic fish tank slash baseball hitting tunnel and pitching tunnel thing, where they could, like, look out and see the fish swimming in there as they're hitting batting practice.
You know, you can't spell scuba without C-U-B-S. I'm just throwing that out there, maybe for 2016, when they burnt the bridges in South Bend. I know you're very happy.
You're going to see a lot of BS, all right.
You're very happy with your arrangement with Houston. They've been great.
We are.
You used to be affiliated with the Cardinals.
Yes.
And former River Bandit Oscar Tavares.
Yes.
Passed away in the offseason in a driving accident where I think he was impaired, right?
Yes.
That's what came out.
Yes.
And the Cardinals announced a couple days ago that they'll be wearing his initials and number on their sleeves for the entire season. Did you have any running? I mean, you don't really interact too much with the players, do you?
Not very much. I met him.
You did meet Oscar Tavares.
I met him.
Any stories about Oscar?
And like, I'll be honest, the reason I met him, I sought him out. The guy hit 400.
Right. Yeah. Right. I
mean, who hits 400 anymore?
Right. Right.
He was just an amazing player to watch. He was so smooth and so graceful and so fast and had such a quick bat and a strong arm. I mean, you could see this guy was going to be a major star.
He would have been a superstar with the Cardinals in the bigs for a long time.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
What about the Quad City kid? Thomas Lindauer, where's he going to be this year? Will he be back with the River Bandits, or is he making a lateral move?
We hope he's going to go to Lancaster, California.
Okay.
Which is the next step up on the ladder in the Houston organization. That's the hope, but we won't really
know
that
yet. Until spring training. You have nothing to do with any of that stuff.
No.
So what do you got this season coming up? The carousel, is that a thing?
Carousel is
what
a
are
thing.
Well, let me ask you this. What are the no-lifes in the Quad City Times comment section going to bitch about now? Is it going to be the carousel? Because they've kind of all made their peace with the Ferris wheel. Although I saw people taking shots at it because there's a new giant sign going on the freight house with these five-foot neon letters.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that's the fault of the Ferris wheel. I don't understand. Yeah. But it's going to be very cool. I don't think they're going to turn that thing on for another month because they got to fill the thing up with neon.
Yeah.
And I imagine that, like, this giant sign, filling that up with neon can't be easy.
Might not be safe.
Right? And am I the only one?
It's a little, if it really is neon, like, that's kind of a 1980s technology. Like, they might want to think about LED. It's a lot.
No,
like,
they have to fill it up with neon.
That's a job.
Yeah, that is a job.
But yeah, maybe that's why it costs so much money.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that's the most energy efficient way to do it.
No, exactly. The LED looks better than neon.
Yes, so it lasts a lot longer.
You know, they didn't ask,
a lot cheaper to
they
run.
Didn't ask my opinion. And I don't know. Am I the only one? This is. I'm going to change gears here. But you're both Quad Cityans. I swear to God, that giant parrot on the Isle of Capri. They took that thing away for a couple of months, and then they brought it back. I'm not crazy. It wasn't there forever.
To be cleaned?
I don't know what the hell happened to it.
So you're saying it was missing.
There was that giant parrot on the Isle Capri when you're coming over 74. It was there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed a couple months ago, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you we're talking about a 30-foot parrot, or however damn big this thing is, that's something you notice. And then a couple weeks ago, I noticed the parrot's back.
Boy, I can't confirm.
Am I the only one? Chime in on the Harrington's Pub text line, will you? If you notice, too, that the parrot moved. Or am I out of my mind again?
The Harrington's Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf. Live music each and every Thursday night. Ooh, tonight. You can check out some live music at Harrington's, 8 to 11. And the happy hour, which is just sensational. Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Drink specials every day. Home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. And the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete, Harrington's Pub. Again in Bettendorf.
See how this works, Dave?
So I like that.
Make it happen.
So listen, we'd like to get some little feedback from your listeners.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
We're thinking about some different things for the ballpark for this year.
All right.
Love to get some reaction.
Okay.
All right.
So number one is the carousel.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And
that's going where again?
That would go. These would all go in the children's play area in the new part that we're expanding that play area by grabbing some of the dead space.
So down
Gain Street.
So down the right field line.
Down the right field line.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
So one idea is the carousel.
All right.
And we're looking at both single deck and double decker carousels. Which would be kind of cool.
A double-decker carousel.
A double-decker carousel.
Like, they used to have that at Great America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much more expensive is a double-decker
carousel?
It's not twice as much, but it's
close.
It's pricey.
Okay.
But it's cool.
It's not my money. I say triple-decker. You know, what the hell? None of my
cool.
business.
So that's one idea.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we're talking about is maybe bumper cars.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
What? Seriously?
Okay. Come on.
Why everybody loves bumper cars.
You're just saying.
Oh,
things
I'm
now.
Totally serious. In fact, they're not just old fashioned bumper cars. They're kind of cool modern bumper cars, Heller style bumper cars, right? Which means that there's like a sweet spot on the side of the car
where you can T-bone somebody.
If you T-bone somebody in that sweet spot,
it
sends the car into a 360. Automatically.
Where is this going to go?
In the same spot.
Same spot.
Same area.
Come on.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Come on. Don't be so negative. How can you be so negative?
I'll tell you this.
You're in the Hookah Lounge. How can you not be happy?
I'm all for it.
You got to be for it.
I'm all for it. Now, is this going to be for this year?
No, for this year.
All right.
To tell you the truth, I'd prefer the bumper cars over the carousel.
Well, I'm not finished.
Okay.
Well,
no.
I think there's more.
No, okay. There's also going to be...
How about a scrambler?
And
which is what?
Like a zipper?
No, not a zipper. A scrambler. If I'd wanted to say a zipper, it's a zipper.
What's a scrambler?
A scrambler. Those. It's It's a ride.
If I'd have wanted to say zipper, I'd have said zipper.
I would have. Zipper's a totally different ride.
All right, a roller coaster.
Okay, well, okay.
Ride.
Okay, what's a scrambler?
Scrambler is there's four arms with four cars attached to each arm.
Okay.
And it just kind of whips you around, you know.
Kind of sounds like a zipper.
No. Zipper is a vertical ride.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, it is.
Sugar Ray 2210 says, I threw up on the scrambler, so no thank you.
Really?
Well, that's just Sugar Ray saying that.
So the scrambler, the scrambler is, the hard part about a scrambler is it's a horizontal ride.
Uh-huh.
Right? You never really get more than 3 feet off the ground mm-hmm. with a scrambler.
Yeah.
But it just whips you around.
Right.
Different ways very fast.
And you can fit all of this in there, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
But not all three together.
Oh, not no. all three together.
No.
So at some point a decision has to be made.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are different ideas
okay.
that we're kicking
so
around.
Is any one thing a sure bet?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. So it could be is it a combination of two things?
It would be tough to do two.
It would be.
It wouldn't be impossible, but it would be.
So you're looking at one of those ideas.
One of them for sure, and maybe two.
Boy, I tell you, I think I lean toward the bumper cars.
It looks right here, looking at the Harrington's Pub tech screen, that the bumper cars are the most popular. Again, from the people that are listening to the podcast live here mm-hmm. at NachoRadio.com.
Because with bumper
BD
cars,
Organism says all the players will need to ride the scrambler before they go to bat. That's not the worst idea.
I'll tell you what. The players were excited to ride the Ferris wheel. I'm sure they would love to ride the scrambler.
Will any of these rides have a baseball component?
No.
Can I give you an idea?
Yes, of course you can.
Have you seen that picture of Alex Rodriguez he has over in his bedroom where he's a centaur? Make the Alex Rodriguez centaur something that the kids can ride on the carousel.
See,
that'll get you the press that you need.
It would, but it would also,
and it would creep out a lot of people.
It would creep out a lot of people, and especially
I would imagine his image isn't sold cheaply.
Yeah, I would imagine that too, and I would imagine even if it were given to us for free, mm-hmm. the idea of hiring an artist to carve a centaur.
Well, you know, I remember when you used to
dream big.
I remember when you used to be a guy that enjoyed ideas. Now you just want to shoot things down.
Oh wow!
I don't know what happened to you, Dave.
Wow. 5 minutes ago, we were talking about a whole batting tunnel underneath the Mississippi River.
I was, Dave, if you remember. I was.
Let's go.
This
and,
one wasn't.
Let's get to the top five things there. That you need to know in order to be the smartest guy listening to the podcast today here on the Dave and Darren podcast at NachoRadio.com.
Number one.
Number one this morning. If your boss is a jerk, and people that are listening at the Modern Woodman Park are now going, turn this up. If you've got a bad boss, you're not alone. USA Today says that 75% of workers see their bosses as the most negative aspect of their jobs.
Probably.
3 out of 4 people hate their bosses.
Yeah.
Wow.
65% say they would take a new boss rather than get more money. Rather than a raise,
yeah,
I'd rather have someone else
yeah,
to deal
but that
with.
That whole idea of wishing for somebody new, I mean, the odds would then work out that person's they're not going to care for either, right? That's so it's anybody being your boss people don't like.
What an interesting cost savings program.
We just right. rotate bosses yeah. so nobody gets raises.
Nobody gets raises.
Right?
We're just going to change your boss.
We can give you a 10% increase in your salary, or you can have a new boss. I'll take the
yeah,
new boss.
But, the thing is, but there's no guarantee the new boss is going to be any better.
Right.
Could
right.
be worse.
No.
How many bosses did you end up having over the course of time, and any of them being better than the next one?
My argument was always go with the devil you know.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And I had some horrible bosses in that building.
Right.
Especially if the devil you know came with a 10% raise.
Here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a lot more bosses than I had raises of any kind in that building. There weren't a lot of raises.
Already,
it's kind of a false
but
choice.
If you were, yeah, right. If you're telling me I could have had a choice between some new boss or
and a 10% raise?
By the way, technically, by the way, Darren was my boss at the old place.
Oh boy!
But if I was
take
offered,
the money.
if I was ever offered a raise, the few times I was offered a raise, I always take the money.
Of course,
yeah, no, not liking your boss—that's just called being a grown-up. You
right.
know what I mean? If you expect to go to work someplace where you love, or you know, a big fan of your boss,
what you think of living in a candy?
You're living in a candy land.
Unless your boss was like James Spader in The Secretary.
Now, I
remember that.
Was that the one with Maggie Gyllenhaal getting her getting her stuff eaten on a desk there and whatnot? Yeah, okay.
All that, you know, she had to...
Yeah, study, a new study says that terrible management, not the workload.
You like that movie, you did.
I think I just fast forwarded. You know what, though? I kept thinking the whole time, I wish it was an actress other than Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Get out, he's eating me.
Watching her have sex is not fun for anyone.
She's not the worst.
But if we're going to have sex scenes, let's have it be with attractive people. That's all I'm suggesting.
It wasn't, I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been like that Joan Cusack.
Oh, brother, can you imagine
that? Would scar you.
Zellweger.
That would scar you.
This new study suggests terrible management, not workload, is the chief culprit in workplace discontent.
What is?
Terrible management.
Terrible management.
Not how much work they make you do, but the fact that you hate your boss is the number one culprit in workplace discontent. So, researchers say that there is a handy way to deal with a boss who's an asshole, and it is this.
Okay.
Be passive-aggressive. If you're passive-aggressive with a jerk boss, that's the way to get through it. Ohio State did a bunch of research on this, and they say if your boss is hostile, there are benefits to reciprocating. Employees feel better about themselves because they don't just sit back and take abuse from the boss.
Yep.
But don't yell at your boss. That'll get you fired.
Yep.
If you ignore your boss, if you pretend not to understand what he's saying, or if you put forth a mediocre effort, so says Ohio State University, that's the way to succeed.
I've seen people do that.
Oh, there were a bunch of them.
They knew what they were doing, apparently.
Yes, so that's how you handle it. Do you answer to, Heller? Do you got any bosses?
Well, you have a partner.
I mean, it's a partnership. You're not the sole owner of the River Bandits.
No, that's
a popular misconception.
No, I have a partner.
Other than your wife, who do you answer to?
Well, your
I
clients.
Answer to my clients.
Your clients. Okay.
You have to answer your clients.
All right. Not mentioning names. The political stuff that you do. How many of them are jerks? Unreasonable jerks.
I've gotten better about selecting who I'm going to work with.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know?
I get it.
So you don't have to suffer fools as much.
Right. I mean, I'm sort of very blessed in that I have the opportunity to kind of pick and choose who I want to work for. And so you kind of get to
What a diplomatic political answer for a political question.
Oh, listen, I'll tell you, I've worked for some real jerks.
Okay.
Oh, there's no question.
Okay.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been fired from jobs. Yeah, all that.
Okay. Yeah. So there have been. Are these people still in office?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Any in jail?
Yeah, I've worked for people who are in jail too.
Really?
But they were not jerks.
Because I was going to say
the nice ones are the ones that get caught.
I was going to say it's too bad that the ones that aren't jerks are the ones that are in jail.
No,
We've
talked about this a lot on the podcast. Yeah. And by the way, you're listening to episode 82. This whole notion that bad things happen to bad people, it's nonsense.
Karma is a bunch
of crap.
It is. It's just basically the whole idea of what comes around goes around is just something that people like to say to make themselves feel better.
Yeah. You agree with that?
I do.
That's something we've learned in the last year or so.
Bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people.
Every day.
That's just the way it works.
Number two, Simon Pegg, who is a very funny actor, and he plays Scotty in those Star Trek movies.
Uh-huh.
He has now been set to co-write Star Trek 3. They have a new director. Fast and Furious director Justin Lin will be directing Star Trek 3. That happened after director Roberto Orci decided he wanted nothing to do with it. So now Simon Pegg will be co-writing the script with Doug Jung, who is the creator of the TNT series Dark Blue. So
this is going to be a comedy? Or a comedy edge? Probably will.
From what I remember, the Star Trek movie, Simon Pegg has a lot of light comic moments that he specifically has, but that makes sense because he's a comedian.
Right.
Right? Or a comic
actor.
Yeah,
he's not going to be able to resist putting some in.
Right. Right.
You know, probably going to be passive-aggressive director, and he's going to want to stick some things in there to just kind of needle him a little bit. You think the people who did the study, you think the guy who did the study at Ohio State, you think he hates his boss? And that's what came up with the idea in the first
There's
place?
There's a 75% chance that it's true.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
I mean, odds are.
And maybe he just came up with that conclusion because he wanted to justify his own passive-aggressive behavior because he hates his boss.
So you think it's a biased study?
I don't question the numbers. I don't.
I've crunched the numbers.
Right?
No, I'm just wondering about the motive behind the study. That's all I'm saying.
Number three, the Senate yesterday voted on whether or not climate change is real or a hoax. How many people, how many senators have you worked for?
I've worked.
Do you do a lot of Senate campaigns?
I've done one.
You've only done one Senate campaign?
One Senate campaign.
Is that someone who...
He's in Senate right now. Donnelly of Indiana.
Joe Donnelly of Indiana.
Fantastic guy.
Well, he voted yes.
He said it's real.
He voted yes, meaning it's a yes.
It's climate a real thing.
They voted on whether or not climate change is real or a hoax. Yes. And at the end of the day, it voted by a yes margin, 98-1.
That it is real.
That climate change is real and not a hoax.
Who sat out?
Who's the one?
There was one abstaining vote, and the guy who said no, saying that climate change is in fact a hoax, would be Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
Yeah.
He believes that climate change is in fact a hoax. But everyone else, all Democrats, Republicans, and Independents all said, yes, no, climate change is not a hoax.
Couldn't you vote in such a way that you said, I don't believe it's real, as opposed to a hoax?
What's the difference?
I don't understand. A hoax is like someone's trying to put you on.
Well, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
That's what climate change deniers would say, is that this whole thing is a scam to make money, that it's a hoax.
Mm, okay.
And a hoax means that someone is...
trying to pull one.
Like, ghosts aren't real.
Yes.
But if I say, I've got proof that there's a ghost, give me $5, then that's a hoax.
That turns into a hoax.
Exactly.
As opposed
to... Until Scooby-Doo, shows, the curtain behind the door and, you know...
Right.
Yeah. That's the hoax.
Once you start perpetuating the idea, then it's a hoax.
We have a 100-year flood, every other year here in Quad Cities.
Is that a hoax?
Is that a hoax, or is that... I would say it's kind of real.
How long have you owned the team?
8 years.
And you've had how many
100-year floods have you had now?
Four. You should be a much older man.
Did you guys do the research, when they said, 100-year flood, you'll have to worry about it. Did you buy that, or did you kick the tires a little bit and ask some questions?
No.
You got taken, didn't you?
No.
They saw you coming, and they took your money like a rube at the midway, didn't they? It's okay, Dave. It's okay to get played.
Here's a goldfish.
Here. We'll put a bridge right here for your fans. We'll build it right here. Everything's settled.
We have only missed one game in 8 years because of the flooding.
I'm probably jinxing you, but it's been an incredibly mild winter as far as snowfall goes.
Yes.
So there shouldn't be any floods.
That would be the hope.
Right?
Yes.
So far, that's the way it's kind of trending.
Yes.
That way.
Which is wonderful.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
But I probably just ruined it.
But the mosquitoes this year, my God, the mosquitoes.
Four. I had a meeting with the beer guys yesterday.
Yeah, how's that going?
And they were saying, yeah, it was an uncommonly mild summer last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as a result, beer sales across the region were down.
They wanted hotter.
They wanted hotter, yes. They wanted hotter.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Are you saying that they're the ones behind this whole climate change?
Giving motive to the hoax.
So beer guys, you're talking all beers.
Yes.
They want it warmer.
They're saying throughout the region, beer sales were down because people drink more beer when it's hot?
Yes.
Gosh.
At least a little hotter.
Yes.
See, I guess I've never let the temperature determine my...
Maybe not blazing hot. Because if you go out to the John Deere Classic, the golf tournament... and it's 100 degrees, then the beer sales are going to be down.
Yes.
But...
there's got to be a sweet spot.
But there's got to be a sweet spot. And that's what they're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And certainly when it's raining at the John Deere Classic.
Beer guys got anything new this year at the ballpark? Any new advancements? Have you seen...
We have a new beer we're going to be selling at the ballpark.
What's that?
It is called...
Is this a scoop? Is the podcast getting a scoop?
This is a scoop.
All right.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Do you have a scoop noise here?
I do. I wish you had headphones. So I'll tell you when... here we go. We have... All right. Breaking news. Dave Heller is about to tell us a new beer that's going to be at the ballpark this year. And it is...
Kona Big Wave.
Ooh. Now, is that going to be in that...
Little hut
thing that you have there, the
or is it standalone?
No, it's going to be in a few different places. It's going to be out in the forward deck, and it's also going to be.
You know what I'm talking about? That shed, the microbrew shed that you guys have
on the right field side. Yes, on the right field side.
Not going to be there?
The shed will be there.
All right, don't take away the microbrews.
No, they're going to be there.
The Dieter Memorial Shed.
Yes, that will be there.
You have no friends.
We're actually adding a new craft beer stand on the left field side to balance it out.
That's what you need to do.
Nice. We are doing that.
That would have been my suggestion. Yes.
So I've read your mind.
Somebody's reading my emails I send over there.
But we're going to be bringing in this new, this is a high-end beer called Kona Big Wave.
This is crazy expensive, but have you been to the iWireless Center and seen the draft beer system that they have there?
Yes.
Where the beer comes from the bottom up, and you waste not one drop of beer.
How crazy expensive is that?
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
Yeah. It's not cheap. Okay. I mean, I would guess cost prohibitive at this point for you guys.
Yeah.
But the money, the thing is, the money that you save by not wasting
beer. No, I understand you're not wasting beer. I get that.
The problem is also, it's not even the money that it costs to install the system.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, it's very easy for the magnet or the thing that holds the beer
yeah.
in to come out, and then you
I've never had a problem.
No!
Come on!
Try drinking the beer when Owen's around you.
Okay, I will. Do you think you're daring me to do something I don't do? That would be fantastic.
So you're saying the thing comes out?
Yes, of course.
I've never seen that. But you would know.
You could have
You would know. I'm not in the business of trying to buy something like
this. It sounds to me like you're trying to talk yourself out of not having it.
Well, no, it's expensive.
That's the reason.
Cost prohibitive at this point.
At this point, it doesn't
present enough of a savings that it makes sense for you to do it.
Right. Okay. And I would rather spend money on other things like beer stands. And
people are suggesting here on the Harrington's Pub text line that you have some sort of flamethrower attraction.
That would be cool.
Yeah. You've done it now.
But let's not just flame throwing so it's just a waste of flame. It's some sort of a flame-throwing thing, and at the end, you have some sort of delicious grilled chicken or something.
Here's what we do. Flamethrowers in the outfield with raw rotisserie chicken on them. Every time there's a home run, the flamethrower shoots up, and rotisserie chicken in the berm.
Flash-fried rotisserie chicken. Hot chicken lands in the berm.
He's writing this down, everyone. So maybe not for this year. Maybe 2016. We'll see.
It's a marvelous idea. The Dave and Darren podcast is originating today from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Cigars are meant to be enjoyed in comfort. BYOB. And choose from dozens of different cigar brands to enjoy in a comfy leather chair at the Quad City's only indoor cigar lounge, Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, and check them out online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Number four on the top five things you need to know, Splash Data has released their list of the worst passwords. They have looked at 3.3 million leaked passwords from North American and Western European users.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the worst passwords to have.
I'm going to guess number one. Password.
Okay. Password. Number one is not password.
The password is... password.
Password is, in fact, the number two password.
Okay.
The number one password is...
1, 2, 3, 4?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the number one password.
Look at that. That's impressive.
The password is...
Other passwords...
You know what?
Wait, hold on. We've got the first two. Can we figure this out?
Alan...
What do you think is number three?
Number three would be a pet name.
The password is... number three on the list is... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Number four is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ah, I'll go up to 8. That'll trick those hackers.
Boy, people aren't even doing it in reverse order.
Other passwords that are incredibly weak sauce: QWERTY, which is QWERTY. You just do the top couple five of your keyboard.
See,
there.
Now Dave will remember this.
Mm-hmm.
This Dave over here.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I would try to get in and sell or buy pre-sale tickets, and I would have to crack the code of what the password was going to be.
Yes.
And in doing so, in like a fan club that I didn't belong in, that sort of thing, I was pretty good at it.
You were great at it. But the passwords were like...
Well, they weren't super difficult, but they weren't completely obvious.
Right.
They were nothing the North Koreans couldn't get through.
Well, I'm not saying that the North Koreans couldn't have got their Springsteen tickets too, but...
Making also on the password list, let me in. A lot of people use let me in as their password.
Uh-huh.
And making its debut on the list of worst passwords that are super common, Batman.
Alan Ludd is not a bad password password.
That's actually a very good password. Password.
What's your password? It's always Alan Ludden.
And making its debut on the list of bad passwords that people are easy to able to figure out. 6969696969.
Okay. 69, dude.
Yeah, so those are again passwords you don't want to use. And I meant to mention this
we're
yesterday.
We're a world of children.
I don't know that I mentioned this yesterday. If I did, and if it's a repeat, let me know. But I think we only did four yesterday, and then we got
five.
Number five.
The new Comedy Central Roastie. Did you see who they're going to have as the new victim on the Comedy Central Roast?
I didn't.
They will tape it on March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And the new Comedy Central Roast victim is going to be...
B. Arthur.
Justin Bieber.
Mm.
Oh, man, what is this idiot thinking? Boy, they're gonna savage him.
They are going to savage him.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, right. They are going to let him have it.
That's not the best idea.
Uh-uh.
Boy, that's actually desperate for press.
I mean,
you know, when's the last time he put an album out?
I don't know that he has.
Has he put an album out in 5 years?
I mean, basically, all he does
is just show up at places, right? I mean, does he actually do any sort of musical work?
He's no Lola Falana.
Well, that's an excellent point. Thank you for bringing things back to the beginning of the show.
And that's what we call a callback in the business. Are you going to have any celebrities this year at the park? Have you got that figured out?
We're going to have...
You had someone last year, and we were excited, and then we weren't able to go because we were asked to leave. Not by you.
Never by us.
But there was... Who was there last year?
Who was coming up?
Was it the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase? He was supposed to be there for for one of our Thursday Thursdays.
He was there. And then you weren't there.
Well, we weren't
there.
We were told not to go.
You weren't there.
Not by you.
Yes.
Who you got this year? Can you say?
I think it's Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay, so you know, another
very
wrestler?
Good.
Any
yeah.
other celebrities? I mean, you had Carlton from Fresh Prince, Alfonso Ribeiro. That was big. And Eric Estrada was...
That was good.
That was weird.
We're trying to get Craig Biggio, you know, who just got elected to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a big one.
Come here. I think that would be neat. And
maybe you have to settle for Jeff Bagwell.
It'd be fine, too.
Yeah, sure.
Any of the Killer Bees at this point.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we also have an invitation out
to... Oh, Dios míos.
We also have an invitation out to Nolan Ryan. I'd like to get him.
Oh, boy. See?
He's kind of busy during the course of the year, isn't he, though?
We're all busy.
Isn't he going to be... Isn't he?
We've all got things going on.
He might be a lot to put up with.
He's Nolan a nice Ryan. Guy.
I tell you what, if he throws out the first pitch,
because I don't know that he's.
If he throws out the first pitch, I'm wearing my Ventura jersey and I'm going out and I'm tackling him, and I'm going to get my ass kicked. That'll be something for the video board forever.
And he would.
Oh, I don't know. I think I could take Nolan Ryan present day.
Doesn't Nolan Ryan have a reputation of being kind of a tough guy? Kind of,
I think he's a tough guy.
Yeah, kind of a.
Well, it's well earned.
I mean, tough. Yeah. I mean, kind of tough to get along with.
People say you're a tough guy.
Well, I kind of am.
I wouldn't want to hit you in a dark alley.
Well, I'm not even talking about physical. I'm not talking about like a physical beatdown.
Like
I'm just
he stares you down.
I'm just thinking he's just basically maybe not. He's not easy to get along with.
Why should
like
he be?
Me?
Why should he be? He's Nolan Ryan.
Well, that's true.
Well, whose ass has he got a kiss?
Tell you what, though. I'll say this about Nolan Ryan. And to this day,
yes,
he's got a nice-looking wife. Now, granted, she's in her 60s now.
Yes.
But she's always been a very attractive woman. I will. And that's probably how if I had any sort of run-in with
mm-hmm.
him.
That's a good... See, this is why people strike you as difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If you ran into the Ryan Express, the first thing you'd say is, that wife of yours is a piece of ass, isn't she?
Always.
And then he'd give you a bunch of grief, and you'd be like, he was unpleasant to me. All I did was say he had a hot wife.
And always has been. You're the one who has troubles with celebrities.
Ryan is...
What is with your troubles with celebrities, Dave?
He's the one who has bad run-ins, not me.
That's not entirely true.
It is true. Jeremy Piven has nothing against Darren.
Piven knows what he did.
Mike Mills of REM.
We don't get along. It's true.
Jose Canseco.
It tried to kill me. Yes.
He was juicing.
Yeah, well...
This one here?
No.
Jose, he was, you know.
Ryan works in some capacity for the Astros organization.
I test them both.
So that wouldn't be...
Dustin Diamond.
Why wouldn't he... That went badly, yes. Okay, I've had some run-ins with celebrities.
What's the Piven story?
I'm not getting into that
really?
Again. No, I'll tell you when the podcast
right.
is over.
Just... And the podcast is brought to you by Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings, State Street in Bettendorf in downtown DeWitt.
There's no Piven story.
Lunch buffet begins at 11:30. The dinner buffet takes place on Monday and Tuesday. And on Monday nights, children 8 and under eat free with a paid adult. They have over 23 different wing sauces for their traditional wings and boneless wings. Great salads and soups and sandwiches, burgers, wraps. Their pizzas, their specialty pizzas, pastas, flatbreads, calzones, and so much more. Check them out and call 355-FAME in Bettendorf, 659-FAME in DeWitt. Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings.
NYU student fell asleep in her classmate's dorm. So he,
who among us?
Right? So NYU student falls asleep in her classmate's dorm. She falls asleep in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
So he does what you do. He decides to light her on fire and record a Snapchat while singing.
Boy.
Yeah, he's been arrested in the attack. The unidentified victim was drunk at the time of the accident. You know, in my day, you got out a Sharpie and you wrote something on him, on their face. Now it's all about setting him on fire and Snapchatting it.
While singing.
While singing.
What was the song?
That I don't know. But I'm going to guess Burning Down the House or maybe Springsteen's I'm on Fire. I'm not sure.
There?
The victim was drunk at
maybe
the time of
doors.
The incident.
I don't know.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Okay. The unidentified victim
or maybe
drunk at the time didn't know what happened until the next day when she saw the video on Snapchat. She had painful burns and scarring on her torso.
Uh-huh.
She reported the crime immediately. But it took NYU 2 months to report the crime to police. Now, this kid got expelled from NYU because
sure.
you can't really set classmates on fire. Now, the cops are getting involved.
I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
I think if somebody set me on fire,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't have to wait to watch the video to figure out what happened. Like, I might kind of know what's going on.
See, I'm glad you caught that part of
you
the story.
You might be able to put two and two together.
Right?
I'm just saying.
Right? I mean, you overindulge in some alcohol. That's one thing. But to wake up with burns on your torso,
what do you think would tip you off, Dave? The excruciating pain or the flames? Or both?
Or the smell of burning
flesh. Maybe any one of those.
Yes.
Here's a tip.
See all of the above.
Right.
Here's a pro tip for you. If you are out swimming with sperm whales, do not swim behind them. That's a lesson Canadian photographer Carrie Wilk has learned the hard way. Because while this diver was swimming behind the sperm whale took a dump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically been described here as a poo-nado.
I was going to say,
Sperm whale released a massive bowel movement as it was being filmed in the waters off the island of Dominica.
Something, though, that if you were struggling
mm-hmm.
in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
could maybe save your life.
How?
As some sort of raft that you could maybe float to shore on it.
Well, that's the thing here. I'm looking at the picture.
No?
And a sperm whale's poop is not like a big log that floats in
it's
the
not,
ocean.
It's not?
No. No, and they think that the whale pooped like this because it's a rare defense mechanism. You get behind a sperm whale, and they'll just take a crap to have you get away from them. So
maybe the whale had Thai food.
The water turned a deep red-brown color.
Oh, boy.
And the substance filled the water all around the whale divers.
That whale might want to see a doctor.
It is a rarely seen defense mechanism. Yes, the excrement spread throughout the water. And then the sperm whale spun on its side and flapped its tail as a final, how do you do? Take that.
These were
free divers, by the way, who were taking part in a government-approved expedition. So free diving means they don't have any masks or anything on them, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just swimming in a
no
giant...
No scuba.
Right.
Darren, you're in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You're just swimming around. And
right.
Some guy comes up to you, freestyling.
Freestyle.
Like
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
free diving.
And it's like right up in your ass.
Yeah.
I could see you going sperm whale on him.
Oh, I would probably go sperm whale on him.
I could see you going sperm whale
but maybe in a different way.
It isn't uncommon to see whales take a poop before they descend, but this ball movement spanned over 30 meters in diameter. And again, this Canadian diver prefers to dive with just goggles and a snorkel.
30 meters
yeah.
in diameter?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be free diving, but the sperm ain't free.
You're done diving. That's the last
That's
dive.
It's bigger than your house.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it's a sperm whale taking a dump. Quote here, the water was crystal clear. After a few waves of feces were released and stirred vigorously by the whale, the water was like chocolate milk.
Boy.
I couldn't see my hand when I held it in front of my face. I had poop in my eyes, my mouth, my wetsuit, and everywhere, and I was soaked in it from head to toe.
Speaking of chocolate milk,
mm-hmm.
did anyone take our chocolate milk challenge?
You know what? We went out last night, and the boy had chocolate milk, but I didn't
You forgot about it?
No, I don't want to be putting salt in his chocolate
He
milk.
Already does, though. Have you heard about this, putting salt in your chocolate milk?
No, I have not heard of
it. It supposedly makes the chocolate milk even that much better.
I see. A little salt helps everything, you know.
Well, I agree with
Works
you.
Works with a steak.
Well, no, it does work with a steak.
You put salt on your steak?
I do.
Well, yeah. A lot of people put salt on their steak to season it before they cook it.
Yes. Right, but when the steak is delivered, you don't put salt on it.
Oh, well, probably not.
Dave, tell me you don't put salt on a cooked steak.
I put salt.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I do salt and pepper.
I think Heller probably has as many weird eating things as I do. You're pretty particular on what you eat.
Very particular.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they were letting me have it yesterday because I like things a certain way.
What's your biggest food kryptonite? Or is there just too many of them? There's a lot of them. But what's the biggest one? What's the one that's just like, no way. No, uh-uh. His is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Not happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can do mayonnaise?
I do mayonnaise all
the
time.
Yeah.
I would think it's probably something in the, you know, in the broccoli, cauliflower,
something like
squash,
that. Not a fan.
Family. Yeah.
Woman in Scotland is 109 years old. She's the oldest living woman in Scotland.
And I know this story.
She says the secret to her longevity is...
salt.
She puts a little on everything. Little
She's been
chocolate
cured.
Milk or steak.
Just the pinch.
She says two tips. She's got two tips. You want to live to be 109 years old. She says tip number one is to eat your porridge. Tip number two, avoid men. Stay away from dudes. Yeah. She never married. Born in a tiny two-room farm cottage where she slept, it says here, top to tail with her five sisters and a brother on a straw mattress.
See, I'm thinking if she avoids women, she might live to be 120.
I used to have dreams about girls who slept top to tail with their sisters.
Yeah, five sisters in a straw bed?
Just saying.
Dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen, so I'm writing you today. She says the secret to a long life, quote, has been staying away from men. They're just more trouble than they're worth, end quote.
The easiest way to do that, of course, is to swim behind a sperm whale.
That's true.
Yeah, covered in whale shit. No one's going to bother you.
Yes, that's true.
That guy's Match.com page has not really had a lot of action ever since that happened.
Last year, when she turned
profile picture.
Last year, when she turned 108, they asked her the secret, and she said porridge. Now she's adding stay away from men.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's just in the last year she's kind of realized not being around dudes has been the best idea for her. The oldest person in Scotland, not the oldest person in the world, that honor goes to Misao Okawa of Japan, who this March will be turning, God willing,
mm-hmm.
117 years old.
Mm.
This woman in Japan has been a widow since 1931. So maybe there is something to the whole avoiding dudes. She's been a widow for 83 years. Maybe that's it. Maybe we are the ruin of everything.
Who calls that living when no guy will give in to some girl who's 117?
Yeah. That almost sounds like some sort of limerick. Who's called that living when some guy's not giving it all to a girl of 117?
You talked about profiles. There's a guy who is looking to have his dates crowdfunded. He's a hipster bartender,
mm-hmm.
and he would like us to pay for his dates.
Not happening.
You don't think so?
I'm not.
He's 26 years old, a cocktail bartender, and an occasional writer. And his proposal on Kickstarter is this. You give him money, he'll go on dates with other people. He wants to crowdfund 13 different dates. Why 13? He says there's an equation going around that you can find love within 13 dates. The bartending gig isn't paying the bills, not enough that he can go on 13 dates. So he needs about $2,000 to go on these dates. Mm.
My suggestion?
Yeah.
Don't give him a penny and watch him live to be 117.
That's right. If you really want to reward this guy.
If you want to make sure he has a long life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't give him a penny.
We can almost guarantee you 91 more years if you'll just not take any money.
Eat your porridge and don't give them any money.
And you've got another 91 years.
He's offering incentives in exchange if you will fund this guy's dates. Give him a couple bucks, you'll get a thank you from him. A couple more bucks, you'll get a signed photo. Give him a few more bucks, and you get a guaranteed date with him. And if you give him a lot of money, you'll get a date with him, and he'll write you a poem.
So, you offer those same incentives, don't you, pretty much?
The campaign
says you a couple bucks, you'll give him a thank you.
The campaign is not going very well. Usually these crowdfunding campaigns run for about 30 days. Mm-hmm. He's about 17% of the way there. So there are some people willing to give this knucklehead money, but not enough that he's going to be able to afford, you know, a bunch of dates.
It's the Kevorkian crowd.
Meanwhile, the cannibal cop is online looking for love at Match.com. Do you remember the story of the cannibal cop?
Just keeps getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. The cannibal cop, Gilberto Valle. He's New York City's cannibal cop whose kidnapping conspiracy conviction was overturned when a judge dismissed a disturbing blueprint for cooking and eating his ex-wife as a fantasy. He was, you know, that was something that brought up in a court. Like, he had a plan. He was going to cook and eat his ex-wife. Well, there's a profile on Match.com for this guy. Again, he's in prison. But the profile is that he's looking for someone who is non-judgmental and a little kinky.
Just a little.
Listen, did I plot to murder, cook, and eat my ex-wife? I did.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem for you?
Is that going to be a sticking point?
He lists cooking as one of his interests. So
he might want to get together with the guy who lit the girl on fire in his dorm room.
It's both New York stories. It's interesting.
Be friends.
Pass a hot dish.
He said... says here that he is under supervised release and has a legally enforced curfew since he got released from jail in July on a $100,000 bond. Here's more from the Match.com profile. Quote, I'm spending my energy rebounding from the errors I made in my past and rebuilding my life. Things are progressing very well on that front, and I'm just beginning a new career. So there it is. He says ambition is one of his faults. I guess on these profiles you have to write what your faults are. He says ambition. So there's that. When somebody called him and asked him if this was him, he said, I don't know anything about that. So, you know, may or may not be looking for a new woman to kill and cook and eat. The cannibal cop.
I like the idea that the person who called him had done her research before. You know, just not a blind date. She's going to go out and, you know, like Google him a little bit first.
I like that he's willing to pay for his own dates. You know, he's not looking to get crowdfunded. Mittens, a hermaphroditic cat, is going to have gender assignment surgery.
Where?
Well, I think it's the bottom part of the cat.
Well, yeah, probably.
How do they know?
Probably not.
Yes, it's probably the bottom part of the cat. Yes.
A hermaphroditic cat. This is a cat that has both parts, right? That's what that means, hermaphrodite?
Yes, okay.
Getting gender assignment surgery. This cat lives in Newfoundland.
Okay.
And I don't understand. How do you know what Mittens wants? How do you know what Mittens identifies as?
Curious cat.
By curious cat.
By curious cat.
Yeah, the...
Who's the veterinarian who trains for that particular position?
It's a very specialized field.
You get the call, finally.
Yes.
I'm going to be able to do that gender assignment surgery on the cat. 11 years at vet school. I got bills out of my yin-yang.
You know, right.
Finally, I'm going to make this happen. Bring Mittens in. Mittens' dual gender has caused the cat to have bowel and urinary troubles. Having all that down there is not the best for you, little Mittens.
It's like an amusement park.
So the solution is they're going to spay and neuter the cat and then assign it a gender.
But you can probably still go with Mittens.
Mittens is a...
You don't have to change the name.
Yeah, Mittens is a... neutral names sex-wise, right? Gender-wise.
Probably has more to do with the markings on their feet.
Probably couldn't be glove anymore. Mittens would be okay.
Spay and neuter the cat, and then the vet is recommending that they make Mittens a male. And then the vet's also recommending some reconstructive surgery. It's going to set them back $1,500.
That's not
Bob,
bad.
I wonder if Bob Barker would chip in for something like that. If the cat were spayed and neutered.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't know if he'll chip in, but I bet he'd like to watch.
Bob, you said I should spay and neuter my pet. I'm doing both.
I'm doing it both.
I'm doing both.
How about you help me out? Yeah, hermaphroditic cats are very rare. Gender-related operations in cats are not as uncommon, though, as we think. Last year, some male cats suffering from urinary problems got what was called a perineal urethrostromy, in which the male genitals are removed, and then the urethra's opening is shortened to create an opening similar to what a cat would have. So if your male cat has wiener problems, they just cut the wiener off, open it up, and now your boy cat's a girl cat, and you don't have to deal with any urinary problems.
They butterfly it, essentially.
I think that's...
So you don't really even need a veterinarian. You're just basically a sous chef.
Right. Now, they don't say it's a sex change. They say you're helping a cat out with health problems. But if you're cutting my dick off and turning it into lady parts, that's a sex change, right? Even if it's...
Didn't sound like they cut it off, as they just kind of remodeled it.
I see what you're saying. Last year in Liverpool, a cat with both male and female parts had the surgery to become a female. So there's that. Also, by the way, very big in the veterinary field, goldfish surgeries. Swear to God, people are having surgeries done
on their goldfish.
On their goldfish. A 10-year-old goldfish recently had brain surgery. 45-minute operation in Melbourne, Australia.
The goldfish is now working for NASA.
What do you do? I'm a goldfish brain surgeon.
And part-time girls wrestling coach.
A life-threatening brain tumor was removed from a goldfish named George. And
about George?
They knocked George the goldfish out. He's a 10-year-old goldfish. They knocked him out with anesthetic-laced water. They removed the tumor, and then they sealed the wound with little tiny goldfish sutures and tissue glue. And the 10-year-old goldfish swimming around, they think this goldfish could live another this goldfish could live another 20 years.
How do you think they discovered the tumor? Like, the goldfish was complaining of headaches?
Right, I got blurred vision. Yeah. My vision's blurry.
I kept bumping into the glass.
How would you find it out?
No.
Now, see, this isn't the worst idea because...
You can't...
What do you think goldfish brain surgery costs?
Well, I'm surprised that the sex change for the cat
was only
$1,500.
Yeah.
I could have thought that could have gone for more than that.
The interesting thing is the cat sex change operation costs less than the crowdfunding guy who needs the money to
right.
Date out.
Right? Right. And one actually has an actual practical application in the real world, and the other is just some hipster looking for free rides.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to you, Mittens the cat. Pay your own way. What do you think it would cost to have surgery done on your goldfish? If it's me, the goldfish is going in the toilet, and that's the end of it. But I guess I'm a jerk. If a goldfish could live to be 30 years, and this owner said he was quite attached to George's goldfish, so...
I'm going to say $300.
$200.
$200
is what goldfish brain surgery costs.
Not a bad deal.
Wow. Yeah.
Did we ever get a final answer? The opinion of the listening audience here on the Dave and Darren podcast, mm-hmm. that we're going with bumper cars at the ballpark?
Anufis here says that he thinks the person who paid money for goldfish brain surgery ought to have his brain looked at.
Good one, Anufis.
Was it bumper cars that they all went? I thought that's what everyone said they would like.
More than the double-decker carousel?
If you still have an opinion, let us know on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub.
Okay, McBride says bumper cars. Sorry to interrupt.
Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf, live music tonight, as a matter of fact. It's a Thursday night, 8 to 11 at Harrington's Pub. Happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Drink specials every day and home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary and 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
They're all saying bumper cars at this point in time.
I think it's because the adults can use them, too.
Adults can use them, too.
Carousel's more of kind of just a kid thing.
Well, adults could ride the carousel.
Yeah, but you can't ride a carousel without a kid. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's...
Like, if I go to... If Darren and I go to a ball game and we decide we're going to ride the carousel together, they're going to lock us up. I really have to have my kid with me to be on a carousel. Right?
But you can have a couple...
You can do it.
You can have a couple adult pops and get in the bumper cars.
Yes, you sure could.
Yeah, sure.
There's all...
Especially if you can hit that sweet spot.
How many carousels are there in the Quad Cities? There's the one at Niobe Zoo.
Yes.
And...
Is that it?
There used to be a really sweet one at North Park Mall, but they got rid of that. That's 20 years ago. They had that giant
Carousel at North Park Mall.
Not many.
Is it just the one at Nyabe Zoo?
That's the only one I know of.
Have you guys done any research on carousels in the Quad Cities? Do you know like how many the radius per carousel? Like how far do you have to drive for a carousel?
To the Nyabe Zoo.
But bumper cars is something anyone can do.
Just there.
Because this is what you're looking for. You're looking for something that if I'm taking a date to the ball game and yes. we want to do something in addition to watching a ball game,
yes.
that's what you're looking for.
Well, or something that children could enjoy, too.
And kids, yeah. yeah.
Oh, the kids like bumper cars.
I would, you know, my five-year-old's not here, but he'd vote bumper cars before carousel. Carousel's fine, but what's the point? You don't get anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha. That's why I'm voting bumper cars.
Marlins come out of the sky and they stand there on that roundabout.
What about scramblers?
I don't know about the scramble. What was
it? Whips you around?
Okay.
That might make me sick.
The frog thing that you set up, that kind of came and went. Because that was just
So the frog thing, the frog hopper that we had.
Mm-hmm. Frog hopper.
It did. It came and went after a year. And the reason it did was because parents were saying, we want the opportunity to ride with our kids.
Yeah,
right.
And so we replaced it with the drop and twist,
mm-hmm.
which is bigger and circular and allows adults to ride with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that we always will do, as long as I own the team, is
listen
to our fans.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
I think you can get in a bumper car with your kid, can't you?
Two people can ride a bumper car.
Oh,
yeah,
sure, of course.
Absolutely. That's the most fun.
There you go.
And you let them steer, and they just laugh like maniacs the whole time.
Yeah.
I would say bumper cars. Let me take a look here at the Harrington's Pub tech screen. Let's see.
How many bumper cars are we talking then, maybe?
Five or six.
Not more than that?
No.
Okay.
Joe Mama lives in Clinton and says, we don't see demand in Quad Cities.
That's true.
How about this for the ballpark? A giant sperm whale that takes a dump in a river. That's what Brand is recommending.
It's more doable than you would think.
More and more bumper cars. Bumper cards. Here's one. Bumper cars, but name the cars after the players. But the players aren't around long enough,
you
want to do that.
No, we'd rather name the cars after, like, podcast celebrities.
Well, there you go. I can think of two.
Boy, that would burn some people up.
How do they get bumper cars? They get all the cool stuff. A new season of My Strange Addiction is coming to TLC. You watch a lot of TLC, Dave?
I don't.
TLC used to be the Learning Channel, and the idea behind it was that they would have educational shows. One of my favorite shows was on at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it would be like a 3-hour show, and it was called Infant Skull Surgery.
Oh, boy.
And you would watch live skull surgeries or taped live, you know, surgeries.
On kids?
It was called Infant Skull Surgeries. And I tell you what,
that's
it was
just awful.
No, it's not awful. They were saving these kids' lives. These kids. Now, this was back in the 90s. I'd come home from the bar and turn on Infant Skull Surgery and try and figure out where things went wrong in my life. But then they would show the surgery on this brain surgery, and then they would show at the end of it, like 6 months later, this kid's running around and you'd never know there was anything wrong with him. It was a hell of a show, but it was an educational show because you're watching an operation happen.
And right after it was over was goldfish brain surgery.
Which I don't think was it. That could be on the animal planet, maybe.
Right? And then you'd see the goldfish with a tumor. Some guy slaps $200 on the table.
They would have on the show.
And the next thing you know, the goldfish is swimming around just fine.
The Learning Channel used to, I mean, they would have hour-long classes that you could watch. Now, the channel is just devolved into freak shows. So it's, I've got a 900-pound tumor, or I'm in love with my dad. I mean, that's what the show is. It's a lot of people who have tree bark faces, or it's a circus sideshow.
A girl fell asleep in my dorm room, and I set her on fire,
right.
and then posted the video
old
on Snapchat.
Bernie torso. So now the new season of My Strange Addiction is coming out on TLC, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun with this on the podcast. Here's a run-through of some of the stories that they'll be dealing with.
Do you think the TLC executives listen to your podcast, and that's where they get their ideas for the shows?
We have over 500,000 people listening, so it's possible.
It's totally possible.
What do you think of that? 500,000 total downloads.
Don't you imagine?
That's not 500,000 people, but that's 500,000 downloads.
There's some guy who's preparing a memo right now at the TLC headquarters going, "Boss, I've got this great idea. We're going to have this guy who's got a hotel, a dorm room, and
making a show.
And a girl falls asleep, and he sets her on fire and does a dance and posts it on Snapchat."
Boy, I hope we're not responsible for that.
Kevin will have his own show. He's a guy who's addicted to wearing orthopedic casts. That's his addiction. He just loves to wear casts. And he says his dream date is to take a girl out in a full cast.
Full body cast where you've got like even the like the little support things for your arms.
Yes, there's a picture of him here.
Now he wants to
he's
be
from
in the
Chicago.
Cast.
He's addicted to wearing orthopedic casts, even though he's never in his life broken a bone. But he loves the idea of being in a cast. So here he is in a torso cast. He's got a leg cast, the whole thing. And this guy has spent over $50,000. He's 27 years old. He spent over 50 grand so he can get casts on an arm or a leg. And occasionally he'll go out of the house with double arm casts on. Nothing's wrong with him. That's just what he's into, walking around in a cast.
It kind of makes Darren complaining about the $200 the guy spent on the goldfish brain surgery look like, you know, a drop in the bucket.
Right.
Okay.
I'd rather have my cat spayed and neutered and gender switched.
It says here that he's from Chicago and he became addicted even though he never broke any bones, but then it also says that he became obsessed with casts when he broke his arm while roller skating when he was 12. So he's never broken any bones when he's wearing these casts, but at one point when he was 12, he broke his arm and he really liked the idea of having a cast on, and now he wears casts out in public and even uses them as a way to meet chicks.
And so is he getting people to sign his cast, I suppose, all the time?
Yes. He says, it feels amazing, it gives me a high, and my dream date is to take a girl out in a full cast. He was dumped by one fiancé because of his obsession, and at one point during the TLC show, his new girlfriend, Samantha, gives him an ultimatum. You either are with the casts or you're with me. And in the end of the show, I'm going to ruin it here for you, he decides, you got to go, Toots, because these casts are what I'm all about.
Well, the show is what he's all about. Like, if he picks her, then that's the end of the show.
How about this? Evelyn will have her own show. She lives in Missouri. She's addicted to spraying air freshener in her mouth and drinking air freshener all day long. She's also 27 years old.
Does she have a favorite?
She calls it drinking. She consumes 20 cans of air freshener a week. Have her to the park to throw out the first pitch. Or maybe cast guy. The cast guy's in Chicago. We could get him to throw out the first pitch in an arm cast.
He'd be thrilled.
He'd be all over it. You got to do TLC night at the
ballpark. We'll do it. You invite him, we'll do it.
TLC night. Yes, and get the one that's doing the air freshener.
Air freshener. Evelyn and Kevin are here.
I'll be like,
she drinks air freshener, and he likes to wear casts, and they're here to throw out the first pitch.
Andrew, lock up the Febreze.
She consumes 20 cans of air freshener a week. Quote, I love it. I love the taste, but only fresh linen. That's the best one.
Okay,
the
so
others don't taste like they smell. Apple crisp is like dirt, she says. After her
Hawaiian
fiance,
breeze isn't doing anything for you, huh?
I like that fresh she's linen. Able to look down her nose at how things that aren't supposed to be ingested are
don't even get me started with vanilla lavender.
Apple crisp. Who are they kidding?
After, I like that she's not afraid to try new things.
After her fiance Ricky complained,
Ricky.
She agreed to visit a doctor who warned her that drinking air freshener could kill her. She agreed to stop drinking air freshener for the sake of her two sons, but she hasn't quit completely. She's cutting back, and she's now addicted to spraying everything all over the place. Like, I'm still buying the same amount of air freshener. I'm just using the Febreze on the couch rather than, you know, drinking
right.
it. How about this? Melissa lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. Her strange addiction that's cost her $500,000 in the past 5 years.
Wow.
Melissa's addiction is she loves to talk to psychics.
She spent $500,000 over 5 years?
$500,000 in the past five years talking to psychics.
Where does she get that kind of money?
She's 43 years old. She calls psychics up 3 times a day and asks about every issue in her life, including problems that she believes her dog is having. She calls both psychic hotlines, which are $5 a minute, and she has these psychics come to her house. We've got to branch out into Nacho Radio Psychic, something or another. If you can make this kind of money,
right?
What if we have a station, Silent Planet Alt, and some sort of psychic station?
Just answering questions.
But that one will make you pay for
it. But you know what? If she's making that kind of coin, mm-hmm. that she could spend $500,000 after taxes mm-hmm. over 5 years, that she could drop $100,000 on psychics, maybe she's kind of doing something right. Like, maybe the psychics are telling her, this is a good job.
Yeah, you know, maybe they're giving her stock tips.
Or maybe she's doing a lot of gambling on sports. and getting the
yeah.
answer.
Yeah. Like, maybe she's sitting there going, the Patriots are going to beat the Seahawks. Like, we know it.
She bet on the Seahawks in the third quarter.
Wow.
Those sort of bets.
Yeah.
Finally this year on TLC's...
Yeah, I want to follow her at the track.
My Strange Addiction, Sydney from Los Angeles, 29 years old. She wants to have a neck like a giraffe.
Like a tarantiraffe.
A regular giraffe.
Do you know what a tarantiraffe is, Dave?
I don't.
A tarantiraffe is a cross between a giraffe and a tarantula. It's the most terrifying thing you'll ever see. Tarantiraffe.
That's even scarier than a jackalope.
That's right. Or a sharktopus.
This woman desperately wants to look like one of the Padang women of the Kanyan tribe from Burma. You know, you've seen them in National Geographic where they keep stretching
adding
out
the rings. Net,
and they keep adding the rings. That's what she wants to do. Now, she's 29. She's only spent $1,000 creating her own brass neck ring, which is held together with special glue. She currently has 16 rings.
We call it the craggle.
She has she has stretched her neck in the process of doing this. She has stretched her neck 5 inches. But her aim is she wants a neck that's 12 inches long.
I want to be able to eat out of trees.
She admits that she has trouble driving and parking because her range of movement's pretty limited.
Well, she's got to have a sunroof.
And she has had to change...
That's essential.
Consider yourself zing.
Really?
Zing of the day. Yeah.
I preferred pass the hot dish.
Oh
yeah,
my god!
I just
like the idea of this dummy sticking her foot long neck up the sunroof.
You don't have a choice.
She admits she's had
the special glue to make the race.
You know, the craggle. She admits she has trouble driving and parking because of her limited range of movement, and she's had to change the way she eats. But she will only take these coils off twice a year. So, for special occasions, I'm going to take them off.
For steam.
I'm going to get a spritz.
Gonna get a hot steam with the guys. Morty's in there.
Finally, before we get to the birthday bar,
yes.
you are listening to the Dave and Darren Show here on NachoRadio.com.
And it is originating today from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Trying to quit smoking or just tired of freezing outside? Smoke electronically with a vapor pen from Hickey Brothers. Choose from over 100 different flavors and dozens of pens, nicotine or non-nicotine. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island. And if you'd like, and I suggest that you do this, you check them out online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Also brought to you by Lou Jack's, where we sell convertibles for people who want to stretch their necks.
We'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, well, we get some paperwork. We can have the people at Lou Jack's take a look at. We'll make that happen. It'd be great. You ever been to Philadelphia, Darren?
I have not.
Dave, you ever been to Philadelphia?
Oh, many times.
Many times. Many you like times. Philadelphia?
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, I
that
like
that means you don't care for it.
No, it's okay. I liked it well enough.
It's
cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
I don't.
It's all right.
I don't like Philadelphia. Yeah. But, you know, look, you grew up in Baltimore. Philly's kind of, you know.
So you look down your nose because it's not Baltimore, it's just a rivalry thing? I'll say this about Philadelphia. It was very cool. I don't know that I ever need to go back. Like,
okay.
I did everything that you need to do. I went to Independence Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Geno's cheesesteak. Wit, by the way, for those who want to know. I did everything you need to do in Philadelphia. I saw the Liberty.
I did snowballs at Santa.
Well,
I thought it was batteries.
It was.
They did throw batteries.
It was
too.
Batteries.
It was both.
I don't know that I'm against that. I think that's fantastic. Philadelphia is cool.
I felt that way this year.
Philadelphia is cool enough. I don't know that I got to go back. It was on my list of things I wanted to see.
Why do you ask?
I saw it. I bring it up because one of the things you do, and I did this when the wife and I were visiting Philly years and years ago. There's the Museum of. Is it the Museum of Modern Art or the Philadelphia Museum of Art is what it's
yes.
called. And what you do when you're a tourist there is you run up those stairs.
Right, okay.
Yes, because that's the Rocky stairs.
The Rocky
stairs. That's what they call them, the Rocky stairs. In the original movie, Rocky, he runs up those
yes.
specific stairs.
Well, he can't at first.
Right.
And then his training allows him to do so.
Was that the first ever montage of somebody training and getting stronger? I mean, that really is in every movie of the 80s. Somebody, you know, doing the musical montage and then they get stronger.
It could have been the first one, yeah.
So that's what you do when you're in Philly. You run up those stairs at that museum,
mm-hmm.
And then you get there.
Jump around.
They have actually a statue of Rocky.
Sure, they do.
At the top of the stairs, which is very smart because, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. they could have gone a lot of ways. They decided to embrace it.
Yes,
Dr. J.
So the other day, a bunch of guys in Philadelphia. They're visiting. They're doing the whole Philly thing. They go, they get their cheesesteaks, and they're doing the stuff that you do. So they get to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and they're like, we got to run up the stairs. We got to run up the Rocky stairs. Right. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So these four friends run up the stairs. They haul ass, and they're running up the top of the stairs.
And who's waiting for them?
They get to the top of the stairs. Sylvester Stallone just happens to be waiting for him at the top of the stairs.
No way.
Yes. Yes, and they ended up getting a selfie with him because they're like, no one's going to believe this. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, let's do the selfie. He said a million-to-one shot Sylvester Stallone was at the top of the Rocky stairs and agreed to pose with these knuckleheads for a selfie. Peter Rose says he and his two college friends, Jacob Kirsten and Andrew Wright, had just finished racing up the staircase there at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
There he is.
And he says to him, quote, man, you guys are fast. You're making me look bad.
Had he run up there too?
I don't think he's running.
What
up
was he
anywhere.
Doing there?
Just hanging out.
Just
probably checking out his statue.
Look how great this statue
if
is.
If there was a statue of me somewhere, I'd go look at it every once in a while.
Every day you'd go by it.
Not every
day. Every day.
Well, he doesn't live in Philly.
Yeah, but every time you're in Philly, you're gonna go look at the statue.
They go to take the selfie and he goes, all right, I'll take the picture, but everybody look tough.
Yeah.
And there it is. They take the picture and there it is. He's waiting for him at the top of the stairs.
Nice.
That's mind-blowing.
What if he'd have told it? What if he'd have been like some sort of security? No running.
You know why he's in Philadelphia?
Why?
Sylvester Stallone, by the way, is 68 years old.
Yeah.
He's in Philadelphia shooting his newest movie, Creed, which is a sequel to Rocky Apollo Creed's grandson.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Apollo Creed's dead.
In the movie.
Was it Rocky III that he got killed by Clubber Lang, I believe?
No.
Or Rocky II?
Rocky II.
No. Rocky 3.
Rocky 3.
Rocky 3.
Yeah, Mr. T
kills.
Right,
Rocky 3.
Throw the towel! Throw the damn towel!
Rocky
That's the 3. Best. And he Rocky 3, he gets killed.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Polly.
That's right.
And then Rocky 4, he fights the Russian.
Yes.
Rocky 5, he fights Tommy Morrison.
That's right.
And then Rocky 6,
is Rocky Balboa.
He comes back and
Rocky
does,
Balboa.
Does whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think that's the coolest thing. You go to Philly to do this thing and you're thinking about Stallone the whole time, and then he's just standing there waiting for somebody. It's awesome. We're going to do the birthday barn?
Let's do the birthday barn.
All right, birthday barn time. Dave, you got somewhere to be?
I do.
All right, it was great having you on, man.
Great
Take
to
care.
Be here. Great to see you guys.
The podcast remains, and stop by when it gets closer to the season. Tell us what's going on.
We'll look forward to it.
Don't forget to go, if you want to sing the national anthem, do they have to get vaccinated for the flu?
No.
All right.
No, they can come down. They can sing the national anthem on January 31st, next mm-hmm. Saturday.
Okay.
Or they can just come. Anybody can come down and get a free flu shot.
Anybody.
Anybody.
If you haven't had it done.
Yeah, sure.
It's free.
It's free.
And worth what you pay for it.
Oh.
Come on.
What price do you put on your health?
That's well. If you haven't had it done yet, it's not the worst idea. You can still get the flu in February and March.
Here you sure can. You can get it in April.
Right on. Dave, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you for stopping by, my friend.
Off he goes.
Nice to see all
He's
of
you. He's now exiting the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio.
The Dave and Darren podcast today has been brought to you by Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings, State Street, Bettendorf, and Downtown DeWitt. Lunch buffet begins at 11:30. Dinner buffet on Monday and Tuesday nights. 23 different wing sauces, including their new wing sauce spicy chili. Amazing calzones, awesome burgers. Salads are cut fresh daily. Call 355-FAME in Bettendorf, 659-FAME in DeWitt. And that's our friends at Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings.
Okay, I am embarrassed to admit this, but and thank you to everyone on the Harrington's Pub text line for chiming in.
Yeah.
The Russian, Ivan Drago, is who kills Apollo Creed.
All right. Clubber Lang didn't.
Clubber Lang kills Burgess Meredith.
That, okay.
Right?
All right.
Does Mr. T kill...
Yeah, because...
Mick. Cut me, Mick. Burgess Meredith dies in Rocky 3, and Apollo Creed dies in Rocky 4. The Russian kills Apollo, and that's why Rocky's got to fight
that's
him,
That's why
right?
I got to fight him. All right, okay. I never saw that one.
You never saw Rocky 4?
I didn't see Rocky 4. I didn't see Rocky 5. I did see the Rocky Balboa, which wasn't bad.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa is the only one I haven't seen.
That was okay.
And he's getting to work now on another Rambo movie, too. Once this is over with... He's doing yet another Rambo.
Up until the end, my friend.
So this will be Rambo 5?
Up until the end.
Because I still haven't seen Rambo 4. But Rambo 5 will be the next movie.
I don't know if I ever saw any of the Rambos.
Oh, God, they're the best.
Do we have any local birthdays?
I don't see any here, although let me take a look here at the Harrington's Pub.
Text line 470-23-NACHO.
Yeah.
Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf. Live music each and every night, including, I take that back. I have that wrong. I take that back. Live music on Thursday
Tonight,
nights.
Thursday, there's live
tonight
music.
Tonight, there is live music, 8 to 11. Happy hour every weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. They have drink specials each and every day. Home of the Quad Cities Best Bloody Mary and 32-ounce Sneaky Pete, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
I think Grant M. might get the ultimate zing here.
Okay.
For his text on the Harrington's Pub text line.
And that is?
And this is a great callback. He said, Grant M. texts, the glue, we're talking about the glue that chick uses to make her neck bigger.
Yeah.
Grant texts in, the glue is actually Maggi Paggi.
That's right. Doing puzzles.
I don't see any locals here, Darren, so we can just go ahead.
Steve Perry of Journey 66, this is a big day for you.
Well, should have been gone! Also celebrating birthday, your guy Guy Fieri is 47 years old.
Your guy Ray Rice is 28.
Boy, what is it, douchebag day in the birthday barn?
Let's see. John Hurt, the actor, is 75. Diane Lane is a champion today, 50.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm 50. I have to imagine.
That's
we'd
top,
have
that's,
some sort of little secret cotton club of our own.
That's some top shelf
that
stuff
is
there.
Stuff.
That Diane Lane is bulletproof.
Linda Blair of The Exorcist is 56.
Okay.
She used to be on roller skates, too, somewhat.
You know who else is a champion today?
Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses.
Is a champion? As is DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Wow.
Yeah. Would have been Michael Hutchins' birthday, but well, I think we all know how that ended. Also celebrating a birthday today, philosopher Francis Bacon, born on this date in 1561. And talking about Philadelphia, Cooch, your catcher, Carlos Ruiz.
Yeah.
For the Philadelphia Phillies. Cooch is 36 years old today. Happy birthday, Cooch. Also celebrating a birthday, Sir Walter Raleigh. He was such a stupid get, born on this date in 1552. And do you want
that does it?
You want to do some porn star birthdays, or are we over that?
I'm kind of over it.
It's starting to feel like a remnant from the old days.
Yeah,
too much of a remnant, really.
We're going to cut you free now, friends, and now you are. Listen to our music stations,
24/7
music stations, Planet Alt and Solid. And Solid is powered by Premier Jewelry and Loan. Voted the Quad Cities number one pawn shop for fast collateral loans on all your quality items. Bring in your gold, your jewelry, your designer watches, electronics, and more for cash on the spot. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming up. And don't pay big box and mall store prices. As a matter of fact, they've got a wholesale diamond blowout. 25% off marked prices on solitaires and stud earrings.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get more dollar or more diamond for your dollar at Premier Jewelry and Loan. And if you're a guitarist or you'd like to be one, if you're shopping for a new guitar, Premier Jewelry and Loan has an incredible selection of new and used electronic. Excuse, why do I keep saying electronic? They're electric and acoustic
electronic
guitars.
Electronic guitars. What a modern age this is.
My keytar.
Happy birthday, Polly.
It's my...
Happy birthday, Polly.
Including Fender and Gibson. Check out their amps and sound equipment again. And let them know that you're listening to Nacho Radio, because they're listening to Solid. They're the ones that power it. Premier Jewelry and Loan, opposite Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf.
Adult film star Harmony Bliss is 41 today.
And you mentioned that because you couldn't resist the movie, right?
She's been in... she was in the military-themed movie Major Cans. Also in a little movie called My Friend's Hot Mom and Busty Cock Worshippers. God bless. Yeah, I think you're right. We're done with that. Until we get a chance to do the podcast for you. Now, there's no podcast tomorrow.
There's not tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not a day for a podcast, so enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Right. I've got some family stuff. I've got to go to a funeral is what I have to do. So we will talk to you on Monday.
Raji, until we get a chance to do it for you again on Monday, enjoy your weekend and hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keepin' it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keepin' it hot.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.